Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina, 面向世界。
RAI, Argentina vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentin.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Hello folks, welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. We are the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires, capital of Argentina, via the shortwaves of WRMI and also via internet on rae.com.ar. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Natalia Bravo, we'll be bringing you this show in English for Monday, April 8, 2024, with news, with sports, with music, and we'll put on the air a feature on the folk music legend Atahualpa Yupanqui, the writer of many anthems and gems in this genre, such as El Arriero, The Cattle Driver,or Lunita Tucumana, the little moon in the province of Tucumán, or the moon of Tucumán province, as, well, many, many other songs that he wrote. He's a key figure in the history of not just Latin American music, but global music as well. I mean, he's known all over the world. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555 and then of course Buenos Aires, Argentina. Both ways are okay for sending reception reports if you are the EXA. And if you want to check out the timetable, let me just tell you that this show is airing Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time, 22:30 UTC time, on the frequency of 5850 kHz. For the full timetable, just go online to rai.com.ar, where you can also listen to our station online, streaming live, or you can also listen to our shows uploaded as podcasts. You may also listen to us via our app that you can download for free for mobile devices, both Apple and Android. Let's get started now with the news. These are the headlines. China assures that its base in Patagonia has no military purposes. Dengue epidemic in Argentina. Deaths are more than 160 and cases reach 230,000. The government expects inflation in March to continue to fall and assures it will be 10%. Mexico will denounce Ecuador for invading its embassy in Quito to arrest a politician wanted for corruption. Brazil's Supreme Court takes on Elon Musk over social network X. Sports.Boca, River and Racing fight to reach the quarterfinals of the League Cup. And these are the news. The dengue epidemic continues to hit Argentina, where 161 people have already died from this disease. This was reported on Sunday by the Ministry of Health of the nation, which also confirmed almost 233,000 cases. According to this source, the incidence of the outbreak is 495 infections every 100,000 inhabitants. According to the Health Ministry, 19 of the 24 provinces have local circulation of the virus transmitted by the Aedes aegypti mosquito. The Chinese government has clarified that the space station it manages in Patagonia is of a civilian nature. Through its embassy in Buenos Aires, Beijing stated that the center located in the province of Neuquén is a technological cooperation facility. In a message posted on social media, China claims that scientists from both Argentina and China have access to the use of this station. The base was installed in 2017 following an agreement signed in 2012 during the administration of Cristina Fernández de Kirchner. Beijing came out against US concerns about the activities of the compound located in Quintuco, 1,100 kilometers away from Buenos Aires City. In Washington's view, the observation center could have military purposes. These suspicions were expressed again during last week's visit to Argentina by General Laura Richardson, the head of the U.S. Southern Command. In a gesture of rapprochement with the U.S., President Javier Milei flew to Ushuaia last week to meet with Richardson. At the meeting, the installation of a joint Argentine-American naval base in Ushuaia, the gateway to Antarctica, was announced. And for this reason, a senator from the province of Tierra del Fuego, where the base will be located, asked to summon Minister of Defense Luis Petri to Congress. Lawmaker Cristina López wants the official to report on the project and explain whether it does not put Argentina's sovereignty at risk. For the Argentine government, inflation continues to fall, and in March it will be around 10%. This was forecast by Economy Minister Luis Caputo in an interview. This week we'll see the release of the Consumer Price Index, which is issued by INDEC, the official statistics agency. The Casa Rosada expects the next figure to consolidate the downward trend after 25% in December, 20% in January, and 13% in February. Meanwhile, unions denounce this happens at the cost of diminishing the purchasing power of salaries, and for this reason, they are seeking to negotiate wage increases to compensate for this decline, such as the Truck Drivers Union, which agreed with employers on a 45% increase. But the federal government asserts that it will not validate hikes which are above inflation. And because of this, Teamsters leader Pablo Moyano threatened a strike and promised that not a single leaf in the country will move. Casa Rosada warned in turn that they will take action if the truckers go ahead with their strike. Mexico will denounce Ecuador before the International Court of Justice for the invasion of its embassy in Quito. This was announced yesterday by Mexican Foreign Minister Alicia Bárcena while the embassy staff returned to the North American country from Ecuador. The bilateral crisis was sparked after police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest former Ecuadorian Vice President Jorge Glass. He had been staying in the embassy for several weeks and was wanted by his country's justice system for corruption. But Glass rejects these accusations, for which he was convicted, and claims that he's being persecuted for having been a member of the government of progressive former president Rafael Correa. The raid on the embassy led to the severing of diplomatic ties between Quito and Mexico and was rejected by the Organization of American States and several countries. Meanwhile, the Ecuadorian government claims that it had tried to convince Mexican authorities to hand over Glass, but to no avail, and that the capture was ordered in view of the high risk of the former vice president fleeing the country. Brazil's Supreme Court ordered an investigation into Elon Musk for alleged criminal manipulation of the X platform. This was ruled by Judge Alexandre de Moraes, who is conducting a trial on the alleged dissemination of false news through the former Twitter. The Supreme Federal Court is also investigating the social network on suspicion of attacks on democracy. De Moraes' order comes after Musk accused the court of imposing censorship by requiring profiles to be blocked. But the South African-born tycoon said he would not comply with such orders and did not mind shutting down his company in Brazil. For Musk, he said, defending freedom of expression is more important than profits. But De Moraes said in a statement that social networks are not a lawless land or no man's land, and they owe absolute respect to Brazilian laws. And these are the sports. The the definition of the first phase of the League Cup, the first division tournament of Argentine football, is approaching. With only one match day left, the qualified for Group A would be Argentinos Juniors, Barraca Central, River and Talleres. Meanwhile, those in Group B would be Godoy Cruz, Lanús, Defensa and Boca. However, Racing Club has a chance of advancing to the quarterfinals, as do Independiente, Vélez and Estudiantes de la Plata, among other important teams. So, we will have to wait until next weekend's final match day to find out which eight teams will advance to the next round. This week, in addition, there will also be matches for the two international ongoing tournaments, the Libertadores Cup and the Sudamericana or South American Cup. And these were the news on RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior.
RAE, Argentina al Mundo.
RAE, Argentina, 面向世界.
RAE, Argentina vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Considered the most important figure in Argentine folklore, Héctor Roberto Chavero was born in Pergamino, province of Buenos Aires, in 1908. Since his early childhood, he decided to call himself Atahualpa Yupanqui, in honor of the Inca blood running in his veins. Atahualpa, besides being the name of the last Inca emperor, refers in the Quechua language, together with Yupanqui, to the one who comes from far off lands to tell us something. Atahualpa grew up in the countryside. He was a good observer, reserved like a real countryman. Faithful narrator of the mysteries of the earth, man, and the rural landscape were the topics of his extensive work, which covers not only the music, but also literature and the movies. An essential figure of the Argentine folklore, he recalls his beginning with the guitar.
Bautista Almirón, mi viejo profesor de guitarra, cuando yo tenía 9 años, 10, que mis padres me recomendaron.
Atahualpa told us that he started studying guitar when he was around 10. Since there was not any teacher of violin, his parents sent him to study the guitar with a teacher who lived in the nearest locality, Junín, some 20 kilometers away. He had to travel that distance generally on horseback. Every time he had a lesson, he paid, doing some gardening.
La estación Roca. Se llamaban Fortín Federación porque era una defensa contra los indios en otro tiempo.
That one was his only teacher. Thank you. He was not 20 yet when he composed Camino del Indio, the Indian Road. Shortly afterwards, he set out on a trip to Jujuy, Bolivia, and the Calchaquí valleys, and he never stopped traveling. He considered himself a wanderer, a stroller, a pilgrim. To support himself during his youth, he did different jobs, while at the same time he composed. And wherever he went, he took his music with him. And whatever place he got to know was a source of inspiration. Sometimes temporary places, but his mind kept them all. And these registers were the elements of a new work. He felt a moral obligation, his mission. He said he had to prevent things from vanishing and disappearing. In 1943, Atahualpa presented Stone and Road, maybe the most important piece composed until that time. A modern, disruptive jamba with much elaborated lyrics. Atahualpa offers us the illusion of a tradition bearing both invention and inheritance.
Lejano y bello vida y soy peregrino. Por más que la dicha busco, cuando debo quedarme, vida, me voy andando. Y cuando debo quedarme, vida, me voy andando. A veces soy como el río, llego cantando. Y sin que nadie lo sepa, vida, me voy llorando. Y sin que nadie lo sepa, vida, y me voy llorando. Es mi destino, piedra y camino de un sueño lejano y bello, vida, y soy peregrino. De un sueño lejano y bello, vida, y soy peregrino.
In 1945, Atahualpa Yupanqui registered with the Communist Party. He kept his filiation till 1952, and his critical attitude of the Peronist government imposed on him a forced silence during all those years in his own country. His performances were banned, he could not work, and his recordings were interrupted from 1947 to 1953. Thank you. Shortly before being censored in 1944, he recorded El Arriero, the Cowboy, a piece he himself defined as slightly social, but which was signaled by the critics as a prodigy, a milestone, the beginning of a new social folklore. As a matter of fact, Yupanqui is considered the forerunner of the Latin American songwriter, the one that reunites authorship, composition, and performance in only one person. He comes before Víctor Jara, Chabuca Granda, and Silvio Rodríguez, and all of them would later recognize they were influenced by Yupanqui.
Las arenas bailan los remolinos, el sol juega en el brillo del pedregal, y prendido a la magia de los caminos, el arriero va, el arriero va. Es bandera de niebla su poncho al viento, lo saludan las flautas del pajonal, y animando a la tropa por esos cerros, el arriero va, el arriero va. Las penas y las vaquitas se van por la misma senda, las penas y las vaquitas se van por la misma senda. Las penas son de nosotros, las vaquitas son ajenas. Las penas son de nosotros, las vaquitas son ajenas. Soles muestra la tarde, se han dormido las luces del pedregal, y animando a la tropa, dale que dale, el arriero va, el arriero va. Amalaya la noche traiga recuerdos, que hagan menos pesada la soledad, como sombra en la sombra por esos cerros, el arriero va, el arriero va. Las penas y las vaquitas se van por la misma senda, las penas y las vaquitas se van por la misma senda. Las penas son de nosotros, las vaquitas son ajenas. Las penas son de nosotros, las vaquitas son ajenas. Y prendido a la magia de los caminos, el arriero va, el arriero va.
Therefore, condemned by the Peronist government, he started traveling to Europe regularly, going on long trips during which he would obtain exceptional recognition. In 1949, he performed in different countries of the communist orbit: Hungary, Czechoslovakia, Romania, and Bulgaria. He then settled in Paris, where he got acquainted with different artists and intellectuals of the time. He met Edith Piaf, who remained impressed by his art, and invited him to take part in her own recitals before the French public, where he obtained a sweeping success. And he recalls these years in an interview, Don Atta.
Yo tenía amistad con Paul Eluard, entre poetas, y un día me dijo, mañana no tomes compromiso,
Atahualpa said that in Paris he was introduced to Edith Piaf, who upon hearing him play, told him that Paris couldn't be deprived of his music. Piaf herself hired a theater room, had the advertising signs printed, and introduced him before the public. It was a time of glory. He became a learned man, traveled through Spain and Japan. Contracts were by the thousands. And the paradox was that in Argentina, he was still banned, because he continued being considered an old communist. And Atahualpa continued coming and going, always bringing something to tell about those far-off lands. And although he never stopped, he chose the Cerro Colorado spot in Córdoba as his place of residence. He returned there whenever he could, and he asked to be buried there under the shade of an oak tree he himself had planted. Atahualpa Yupanqui died at the age of 84 in 1992. He left over 300 songs and more than a dozen books.
Aquí canta un caminante que muy mucho ha caminado y ahora vive tranquilo y en el Cerro Colorado. Largo mis coplas al viento por donde quiera que voy. Soy árbol lleno de frutos como plantita y mistol. Cuando ensillo mi caballo me largo por las arenas y en la mitad del camino ya me he olvidado de las penas. Caminiaga Santa Elena, el Yurqui rayo cortado. No hay pago como mi pago, viva el Cerro Colorado.
El camino, yo creo que se compone de infinita.
The road is full of stops that make it so positive and beautiful.
Cuando el amor me hizo señas, todo entero me encendí. Cuando el amor me hizo señas, todo entero me encendí. Le tengo rabia al silencio por lo mucho que perdí. Que no se quede callado quien quiera vivir feliz.
Right, and before signing off, as usual, let's go over the headlines again. China assures that its base in Patagonia has no military purposes. Dengue epidemic in Argentina. Deaths are more than 160 and cases reach 230,000. The government expects inflation in March to continue to fall and assures it will be around 10%. Mexico will denounce Ecuador for invading its embassy in Quito to arrest a politician wanted for corruption. Brazil's Supreme Court takes on Elon Musk over social media network. Sports. Boca, River and Racing are all fighting to reach the quarterfinals of the League Cup. And this way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, the international service of the Argentine Radio. Sound technician for today was Natalia Bravo, and host yours truly, Fernando Farias. This show is at Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time on 5850 kilohertz frequencies of WRMI, Miami Radio International. You also listen to Rai on the internet on rai.com.ar or via our app for mobile devices. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.